News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some of the big stories. In a massive pushback after pop star Rihanna and other global celebrities and influencers tweeted in support of the farmer protests, top ministers, actors and sports stars posted tweets with the hashtags India Against Propaganda and India Together, both used in an official government statement. People must focus on the government's efforts to resolve the farmer crisis instead of half-truths, they said. Farmers constitute an extremely important part of our country, and the efforts being undertaken to resolve their issues are evident. Let's support an amicable resolution rather than paying attention to anyone creating differences, posted Akshay Kumar. He shared the government statement that warned the temptation of sensationalist social media hashtags and comments, especially when resorted to by celebrities and others, is neither accurate nor responsible. The government also said a very small section of farmers in parts of the country have some reservations about farm reforms and a proper understanding of the issue was needed before rushing to comment. Several ministers also posted the government statement. Before rushing to comment on such matters, we would urge that the facts be ascertained and a proper understanding of the issues at hand be undertaken, wrote Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, quoting from the statement. International pop star Rihanna had caused a huge stir with a short tweet, "Why aren't we talking about this?" while sharing an article on the farmers' protest. Climate activist Greta Thunberg and many US and UK lawmakers have also put out posts in support of the farmers. A 16-year-old girl was allegedly raped and smashed to death with stones in Korba district of Chhattisgarh, police said on Wednesday. The accused also killed the girl's father and his 4-year-old granddaughter, who were along with her, they said. The incident occurred near Gadhupura village under Lemru police station area on January 29, but came to light on Tuesday, following which 6 accused were arrested in this connection, Korba Superintendent of Police Abhishek Meena said. The deceased man, a resident of Barpani village, had been working as a cattle grazer at the house of the prime accused since July last year, he said. As per the preliminary information, the prime accused was going to drop the man, his daughter 16 and granddaughter 4 to their village on his motorcycle on January 29. On the way, they stopped at Kurai village and the prime accused consumed liquor, following which the other accused also joined him, he said. The accused took the 3 victims to the foot of a hill surrounded by a forest near Gadhupura, where the prime accused and another accused allegedly raped the teenage girl. They smashed all the victims with stones and sticks and dumped them in the forest before fleeing from the spot, he said. When the deceased man's son lodged their missing report at Lemru police station on Tuesday, police swung into action and rounded up 6 accused following their interrogation, he said. Based on the statement of the accused, police reached the crime spot where they found the injured rape victim alive and 2 others dead. She was immediately rushed to a local hospital but succumbed to her injuries before reaching there, he said. The victims belonged to Pahari Korwa tribal community, a particularly vulnerable tribal group, police said. The accused were booked under sections 302, 3762G and provisions of the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe, Prevention of Atrocities Act and Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, he added. 2 Delhi-based sisters moved the Allahabad High Court on Wednesday, claiming the ownership of a 5-acre land allotted to the Uttar Pradesh Sunni Central Waqf Board for the construction of a mosque in Ayodhya in accordance with the Supreme Court verdict in the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid case. The petition before the Lucknow bench of the Allahabad High Court was filed in the court's registry and is likely to come up for hearing on February 8. Rani Kapoor, alias Rani Baluja, and Rama Rani Punjabi have said in their writ petition that their father, Gyan Chandra Punjabi, had come to India during partition in 1947 from Punjab and settled in Faizabad, now Ayodhya district. They have claimed that their father was allotted 28 acres of land in Dhanipur village by the Nazul department for 5 years, which he continued to possess beyond that period. Later, his name was included in the revenue records, the petitioners have said. However, his name was struck down from the records against which their father filed an appeal before the additional commissioner, Ayodhya, which was allowed, they have claimed. The petitioners further claimed that the consolidation officer again removed their father's name from the records during consolidation proceedings. Against the order of the consolidation officer, an appeal was preferred before the settlement officer of consolidation, Sadar Ayodhya. But without considering the said petition, the authorities have allotted 5 acres of the 28-acre land to the Waqf Board for the construction of the mosque, they said. The petitioners have demanded the authorities be restrained from transferring the land to the Sunni Waqf Board till the pendency of the dispute before the settlement officer. The state government has allotted 5-acre land to the Sunni Waqf Board in Dhanipur village for construction of a mosque in compliance with the Supreme Court direction on November 7, 2019 in the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Mosque title suit. The US Justice Department is considering whether to charge members of far-right groups involved in the deadly January 6 storming of the Capitol under a federal law usually used against organized crime, two law enforcement sources told Reuters. The Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes, such as murder, kidnapping, bribery, and money laundering. The 1970 statute provides for hefty criminal penalties, including up to 20 years in prison and seizure of assets obtained illegally through a criminal enterprise. The sources, a current law enforcement official and a former official who recently left the federal government, said using the RICO statute to charge people involved in the Capitol violence is being debated within the Justice Department, with no final decision made. The sources spoke on condition of anonymity. The siege by supporters of former President Donald Trump left 5 dead, including a police officer. It is not yet clear if cases arising from it meet statutory elements necessary for a RICO charge, the former federal official said. This is something that is being mulled over in the halls of DOJ, the official added, using the department's initials. President Joe Biden's administration has warned that domestic extremism is a growing threat following the Capitol rampage. A sharp departure from the way Trump regarded extremist groups such as the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. In a September pre-election debate with Biden, Trump told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. The RICO law was crafted to help prosecutors convict top mafia leaders who ordered others to commit crimes. RICO cases are complex, often take years to develop, and require approval from Justice Department leadership. RICO was designed to address the godfather, the person who doesn't get their hands bloody, said Jeffrey Grell, an attorney who specializes in RICO law. You would really only use RICO to go after the kingpins or the leaders. Prosecutors have used it against other violent groups, such as one led by Omar Abdel Rahman, known as the Blind Sheikh, who was convicted of plotting to bomb the United Nations and George Washington Bridge in New York. More than 170 people have been charged in connection with the Capitol attack that interrupted the formal congressional certification of Biden's election victory over Trump and sent lawmakers into hiding for their own safety. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.